Happy Monday, Squamish. Here's what you need to know to start your day and your week off right. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says a weak frontal system will swing onshore from the Pacific early this morning, bringing cooler temperatures and a few showers today. High pressure rebuilds over the south coast on Tuesday and Wednesday, with another round of warmer temperatures. Another weak front arrives Thursday, with clouds, cooler temperatures, and a chance of showers. Warmer, drier conditions are expected to return late in the week. For today, May 26, we will reach a high of 18°C and dip to a low of 9°C overnight. The UV index will reach 5 or moderate. The index, which was invented in Canada, ranges from 0 to 11+. UV can cause sunburn, eye cataracts, skin aging and skin cancer. When the index is between 3 and 7, Environment Canada recommends, take care. Wear big hats and clothes that cover your skin. Put sunscreen on skin that you can't cover. Don't be fooled if it's cool or slightly cloudy. The UV still gets through. See the advice for the full range of the index. Today, sunset will be at 9:05 p.m. Sunrise was at 5:15 a.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. We have a new moon when our moon's orbit around Earth moves it between Earth and the sun. From Earth, the moon's surface looks dark because the illuminated side is facing away from Earth, explains the Lunar and Planetary Institute. The moon's illumination is currently 0.41%, meaning that is the percentage of the moon illuminated by the sun, according to phasesmoon.com. It is currently located in the constellation Pisces. Seawater temp. The water temperature in Howe Sound today is again 13°C at the Halibut Bank buoy, according to Environment and Climate Change Canada. May's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 13.2°C, the minimum temperature is 9.9°C, and the maximum is 18°C allergens according to Aerobiology Research Laboratory's data. This is the pollen situation in our region. Pollen. Moderate spores. Lotidae's top allergens: pine, fir, spruce, moderate, all fungal spores. Low, alder, low, tomorrow, May 27th. Pollen. Moderate spores. Moderate. Tomorrow's top allergens: pine, fir, spruce, moderate, all fungal spores, low, alder, low, May 28th. Pollen. Moderate spores. Moderate. B.C. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kamloops, which saw a high of 31.5°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 22.2°C. The coldest spot in BC on May 25th was Yoho National Park, which dipped to minus 0.9°C. Other stuff you should know. Battery and recycling pop-up events. The SLRD has announced Britannia Beach and Furry Creek pop-up depots. According to a post by the regional district, Squamish can will be in Britannia Beach and Furry Creek to collect flexible plastics, foam packaging and household batteries. Furry Creek, Oliver's Landing Community Center parking lot. May 29, 12 to 3 p.m. June 26, 12 to 3 p.m. Britannia Beach, alternating location. May 29, 4 to 7 p.m. Copper Dr. S7 Equi 7 Talich Community Park. June 26, 4 to 7 p.m. 351 Copper Dr. by the Adara Visitor Parking Stalls. Be extra bear aware. The district is asking people to avoid a trail behind the Seven Peaks complex, across from Brennan Park Rec Center, after multiple reports of a black bear sow and two cubs in the area. Wednesday evening, the Conservation Officer Service, CUS, received a report of a close encounter with the sow along the trail near the adjacent construction site. There have also been reported sightings of a sow with two cubs in the area. Signage has been posted at both ends of the trail, the district said on its social media. With warmer weather bringing more people outdoors, residents and visitors are reminded to take precautions when spending time in nature. Make noise while hiking, travel in groups, keep pets leashed, and always carry bear spray. A black bear was recently killed by CUS in Britannia Beach after becoming habituated to humans and charging at both locals and pets. Cougar alert. There has also been a recent cougar sighting in town. Here are some tips for staying safe from cougars that the district posted to its social media. Avoid recreating alone. Cougars are less likely to approach groups of people. Carry bear spray and ensure that it is placed in an accessible spot, e.g. bottle holder, waist belt. Make sure it is not expired. Make lots of noise while you're on the trail to avoid surprise encounters, especially when you can't see what's ahead of you. Leave your dog at home if possible. If you have your dog with you, keep it close and leashed. If you encounter a cougar, follow these steps. Do not run or turn your back on it. Face the cougar and back away slowly. Pick up small children and pets immediately. Make yourself look large by waving your arms, opening up your jacket, or holding up an object above your head. Be aggressive by shouting, throwing rocks, or waving a stick to deter the cougar. Report all human-wildlife conflicts to the RAP line, 1-877-952-7277. Water restrictions. Water restrictions began on Thursday, May 1st. The Muni has set Stage 1 outdoor water use restrictions. Stage 1 means lawn watering is limited to 2 days per week. In the summer months, water consumption nearly doubles. The outdoor water use restrictions are in place to effectively manage the supply and demand of water across the community during the warmer months, the district said in a social media post. Locals with even-numbered addresses water on Wednesday and Saturday. Locals with odd addresses water on Thursday and Sunday. Watering can take place from 4 to 10 a.m. and from 7 to 10 p.m. Permits may allow additional watering of newly seeded lawns and new sod. Call the Public Works Office at 604.815.6868 for more on those permits. Find out more. Weekly organics collection is back. The district has announced on their Facebook page that organics collection has resumed to being a weekly event as opposed to bi-weekly. Please ensure your yard waste organics totes are closed at the time of collection. Totes with flipped back lids and tree branches longer than 24 inches or greater than 2 inches in diameter can both damage the bear-proof banding on your tote and disable the truck, reads the district website. Any overfilled totes will be marked indicating oversized yard waste and will not be serviced on collection day. Have more organic or yard waste than you can fit in your tote? You can stockpile it until you can fit it in your tote at a later date. Use a backyard composter, leave grass clippings on the lawn, take it to the Squamish Landfill Public Depot for a small fee, or ask your neighbors if they have any extra space, the district writes. How to use your organics tote. Collect food scraps and food soiled paper in your kitchen container. You can line your kitchen container with newspaper or paper bags, or use it on its own. Plastic bags of any type are not permitted, even those that claim they are compostable. Watch this YouTube video demonstrating how to make a liner from newspaper or download these instructions. The green lid, compostable bins are also acceptable. Empty your kitchen container into your organics tote and layer with yard waste if possible. Rinse your kitchen catcher regularly. Place your unlocked organics totes curbside by 7:45 a.m. on your collection day. Your organics tote will be collected bi-weekly, year-round, on the same day as your recycling tote. Chipper Days. Squamish Fire Smart is hosting Chipper Days for the 2025 wildfire season. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamish Chief Down Arrow.